Om Shanti. There is evil all around us. Have you paused for a while recently and checked how widespread is the negative around us? How pervasive is the corrupt and the bad? Just look around and without effort, you can observe that there is presence of evil. If you cannot perceive the evil directly, the effects can surely be recognized. Pain, sorrow, misfortune, disaster, and all other calamities are all the byproducts of this bad moral quality. The actions of man seem hopelessly entwined in this quality. Everywhere there is fighting and stealing and hatred and many murders, both on the gross levels as well as on the subtle levels. Not even the youth seem to be immune from it. For, from young, there is a display of vicious and uncaring behavior. At this time, everyone seems to be encrushed with motives that are not genuine, causing suspicion and decay in even the simplest and most ordinary interaction, whether it be in personal relationships, in business, or in leisure. Even nature seems to be under its spell. Earthquakes, hurricanes, and floods are ever-present disasters. Everywhere the negativity is in evidence. Everywhere there is groaning and agony and despair. The wealthy are unhappy. The poor are distraught. The healthy are confused. The sick are moaning. The powerful are ridden with paranoia. The weak are fearful. No one seems to escape all this pervasive, ever-present evil. We have forgotten two things. We have forgotten ourselves and forgotten God. With an awakening of the self-awareness, loving remembrance and relationship with God, our own personal evils are destroyed. We are all aware that the world transformation begins with transformation of the self. Om Shanti, and do have a very thoughtful day.